Lesson 1C, Exercises 6 and 7. Speaker 1.
We all know what it's like to argue with our family. It's just part of life, isn't it? Well, not necessarily. Sometimes family arguments can become a habit that is harmful and upsetting for the people involved. Our three-week course will teach you some simple tricks and techniques for breaking that habit. Do the course on your own, or, better still, persuade other members of your family to come along with you.
Speaker 2.
When I was younger, I had a lot of arguments with my parents, and with my sister too. I won a few of them, but mostly I lost. Then I realised what I was doing wrong. I wasn't preparing for the arguments. So I started treating them more like exams. I actually started revising for my family arguments. I prepared all my reasons, my examples. You really should take the same approach. It works like magic. Now, I hardly ever lose an argument at home.
Speaker 3.
Hi, Poppy, it's me. Look, this family meal is on Sunday. That's this Sunday. Mum and Dad will be there, and so will Grandad. I'm not sure about Uncle John, but then we've never been sure about Uncle John. Anyway, I really need to know that you're going to be there. Without you, it might be a disaster. You know how Grandad always tries to start an argument when we're out. He's much better when you're there, so give me a call and tell me you're coming, please.
Speaker 4.
I left home when I was 17, after an argument with my parents, and to be honest, it was the best thing that happened to me. I had to grow up quickly. At 19, I started my own business. Now, I live in a £5 million house in London and run a business with more than 1,000 employees. That family argument gave me the push I needed. Of course, I've got a lot of talent too.